rate rising slightly. Price growth has accelerated for the first time since February, coming in at 4% for the 12 months to December. The pressure's mounting on Rishi Sunak as his flagship Rwanda bill is debated in the Commons again later. Yesterday, 60 politicians from his party rebelled by voting for changes to toughen up his legislation, which aims to send some asylum seekers to the African nation. Labour's Thangam Debonair doesn't think the policy will ever make it through.
He's barely managed to get his MPs all into the same lobby last night. Well, he didn't, did he? I think what Rishi Sunak is showing is an incredibly weak leadership, that his plan keeps stumbling. It literally seems to be his only policy at the moment.
Research suggests gamers could be at risk of irreversible hearing loss and tinnitus. The study published in medical journal BMJ Public Health found sound levels are often close to or exceed safe limits. Undercover police are wearing luxury watches as bait to catch criminals red-handed, and they say it's driving down the number of robberies. 300 watches worth a combined total of around £4 million were stolen in London over 6 months in 2022. Ben Russell's an intelligence commander.
What we're seeing is groups of men targeting people coming out of bars and clubs, spotting if you're wearing a high-value watch, approaching them, trying to start a conversation, calling in the rest of their group and carrying out the robbery.
A union's calling on the school's regulator to carry out ungraded inspections while it works on a long-term plan for reform. The NAHT is calling for action following an inquest into the death of headteacher Ruth Perry. And Jamie George has been given the captain's armband for England's upcoming Rugby Union Six Nations campaign. He'll skipper the side in place of Owen Farrell. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. A bit overcast here in Brentwood today, but tomorrow there'll be sunshine and on Friday. But temperatures are at 3 degrees today, very overcast and going down to -4, -5 overnight. So it's going to be pretty cold.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. They were talking about people getting robbed of their fancy watches. You know, when I went up into London, in fact, probably for years when I go into London, I very rarely wear any jewellery at all. Not that I've got anything like mega expensive. The only thing I might have in is some earrings, and I've got a necklace, but you wouldn't see it. It's silver, which I'm not wearing at the moment. I feel a bit bare. But anyway, so today I've only got earrings on. But I would never wear... I've been to London wearing a ring, and I actually turned it in because it had stones in it. And I thought, so I don't take it. And isn't that sad that you would travel into London, even though it's round Liverpool Street and places that you would feel pretty kind of, you know, probably, you know, full of work people and stuff. I just very, very careful. And as a woman as well, as I've said before, you're always really careful if you're going to London that you're getting back, that you know how you're getting home from the station. You know, you've got to be, you just have to be careful. But yeah, I never wear anything expensive. And, you know, if you could afford to buy these watches, that's amazing. People do spend hundreds of thousands of pounds on watches. And I suppose if you're a multimillionaire or a billionaire, you want to have something you go, that's a lovely watch. And then what you're hoping, as I said, it's the same thing as I said with the perfumes at the moment. Somebody's going to say, you smell nice, what are you wearing? And you go, I'm wearing this. And immediately they go, oh, how much is that? And you go, £500. So you're waiting for them to say it. So then you go, blimey. But if you're a multimillionaire, I suppose they might go, oh, your watch is nice. I go, yeah, it's the latest from Casio. Oh, it's nice. What was it? Oh, yeah, you wouldn't get a price on it, really, because it's going to be worth about £400,000, you know, more than your house or whatever, you know. But when you're super rich, I suppose that's what you do. It's like, would you go and buy something cheaper? I mean, I'd never understand about handbags. I do love bags. The bag I got at the moment, it was cost me £20. And I love it. And I did have an expensive bag, which was gifted to me when I worked at a recording studio, which I sold a few years ago, actually. I can't remember the brand of it, but it was quite expensive. And I've got, yeah, I don't really have expensive bags. And I don't understand why you would spend like £2,000 on a bag. And I think really it's only people that want to seem as if they've got a lot of money, maybe buy bags for £2,000. I don't know. because I think super rich people, they would buy them. I mean, isn't it the Birkin bags that cost like, I don't know, 100 grand or something? And that is that the bag that you can't actually ask if it's for sale, they have to offer it to you. Can you imagine going in there, we'd like to offer you this bag. Oh, thanks very much. No, you've got to buy it. You've got to buy it. It's going to cost you 100,000. Clear right off. I think even if I was a multimillionaire, I couldn't buy a bag for 40 grand. I mean, you can't. Let me have a look. Handbag, 40K. Let's see if they... Maybe I was dreaming with that price, am I? Oh, really? I don't know. I'm maybe not. What's the most... Let's have a look. Should we have a look? What's the most expensive bag in the world? 2024. There we go. Hermes. Oh, that's why, yeah. What? No. No. Oh, no, it's not. It's another brand. Oh, you got diamond. A diamond purse was $3.8 million. Hermes rose gold bag. How much? 2 million. No way. These have got diamonds in them, though. They're encrusted with diamonds. Blue crocodile Hermes Birkin handbag is £150,000. Well, I'll get one of those. Should we? Let's all join in together and buy me a bag. Let's not. Let's wish that we had some hot summer weather. The best I can do is play the Style Council. Here it is. Long, hot summer. Here's hoping.
Even when I'm walking, tell me that it helps, but I know when I'm done. All those lonely fields, all those lonely parties, and the feelings I scream, and the tears for real neglected. I want to run, but I can't hide. However much we try, can't escape the truth, and the fact is, no matter what I do, don't 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 matter what I do, 'cause I end up hurting you. That's why we're dashing our seconds and breaths of our lifetimes.
A brand new one there from Stereo Club that is called Sweet Life, and that's taken from their brand new EP of the same title. Coming up next, we got The Weeknd with Lily Rose Depp, One of the Girls.
I love when you're submissive. You love it when I break skin.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I'm definitely feeling the cold in the studio. I do have the heating up in the studio, but it just feels cold. My fingers are all dry. So, oh, gosh. They're like little, like I'm wearing a pair of snakeskin gloves on my hands at the moment. They're so horrible. They're all horrible and gnarly looking. My nails look nice, though. That's one thing. I'm still shocked over those bags. Can't believe people pay out. I know. Fuchsia Diamond Studded Hermes Birkin, $222,000. Dollars. Wow. Well, they're more than that, aren't they? Mind you, you've got diamonds on it, but I'm bad enough when I've got fake things that things are falling off. In fact, I'm lying about a bag. The bag I've got with me today, one of them's 20 quid, and the small little silver bag I've got was £180. And the reason I bought it is because I bought the matching shoes, which everyone was laughing at, especially Martin Jeffries. Good morning, Martin. Who thought it was hilarious because he's always said they're my moon boots. But I wore them every single day until they fell to bits. My friend even said to me, she went, "That really nice handbag of yours, what's happened to it?" And I said, "Well, I use it every day. I'm not going to pay out £180. I mean, I've used it every day for 2 years. It's got pen marks all over it. It looks a right mess." I bought that, as I said, I bought it because I was going away on holiday and I'd already bought the matching trainers. And I love my silver bag and that will be with me until literally it falls to pieces. So that, I would say that was my most expensive purchase. Which was a long time ago. I don't know why I paid that for that bag. That's outrageous, really, even that. It's a lovely bag, though, but it's just like, you know, you can get them cheaper. There is a bag I've been looking at. In fact, I say I'm not as obsessed by bags. There's one bag. I see it at Lakeside every so often, and I used to look at it with my mum. Now, my mum's been passed away 4 years, and before that, we were looking at the same bag. It's a classic bag they do in one of these shops, and I think it's £125, and I just cannot. I cannot buy it because I can't do it. But it's lovely. I go in there and I smell the leather of it sometimes. And they now do it in not just black, they do it in silver. I go in and I touch it and go, "I can't afford that." And then put it back and come out. I do it all the time.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. Everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay.
really liking Kylie. Always like Kylie. God, I love Kylie. Here she is with Hold On To Now. That album is brilliant, by the way, her latest album. Back to her pop best. She did a bit of a country one, didn't she? Which was kind of... still really good, but yeah, love her doing pop. She's just good. She's just good. Works with some great people as well. Just coming up to 11:27. I will be talking to Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop a little bit later in a tiny little interview that we're going to slot in today, because I heard in this news today, Book Trust is joining forces to basically call on the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition to commit to long-term investments in books and reading for children who are under seven. So we're going to find out more from Natasha at the Chicken and Frog what she thinks. Now, I interviewed him only a couple of months ago. He's got a brand new track out. It is Roachford, and this is All The Love We Need.
If we could have the world, something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone. Someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got.
That's a great song by Roachford. Love it. Do check out the interview. He was so good to have a chat with. It is on all the www.phoenixfm.com, and you'll find so many more interviews from the amazing bunch of presenters here at Phoenix FM. There's over 38 of us all putting out shows.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you today. Now, if we have a look around Brook Street roundabout, that's fine. Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy as always, and you've also got the roadworks A1023 High Street both ways at Crown Street. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's a clear run, and coming back through the opposite, coming back through the tunnel up towards Stapleford Tawney, up to the M11, no issues. A12 again running really nicely. If you're heading into Chelmsford, you've got the roadworks, junction 13 to 16 in both both directions, and there are some nighttime closures as well, but there's always a little bit of there's diversions there, so you'll be able to navigate that fine. B1007, I think part of that road is shut. That's just coming off of Park Avenue. I'm not too sure why that is, but there we go. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Right, coming up next, here's Amy McDonald with LA. There was a little bit of excitement in the old inbox on my emails. So there I was this morning. I saw this message come through and I was like, oh, the National Lottery, they've messaged me to say I've won. And you know what you have? You have in your heart. You sit there and every time it happens, I sit there and I go, this time it's going to be different. This time it's going to be saying, you've won £500,000. Oh, my God. No, I'm already already spending the money before I log in to have a look. And I thought, come on, maybe it'll be like, you know, come on, it's got to be, you know, I won £4 the other month, £4.50. I was like, oh, beside myself. So I logged in this morning. I was like, come on. Because it's exciting, isn't it? Because you think, oh, it's got to happen for somebody. And it wasn't me. Because I logged in and I won £2.75. I was really upset. I was like, how is that so low? It cost me £2.50 to enter the thing. £2.75. So I kind of went, oh, we'll be grateful. And then I just bought another lottery ticket with it. I thought, well, what are you going to do with that? But the excitement, that just that little dream that you hold on to, that this time is going to be a huge amount of money and you'll be like, yay! Do you know what I would do if I had a lot of money? I would go on holiday. Definitely go on holiday, but I would go somewhere a little bit further. I don't really like flying very much, but I would go somewhere where I could go business class. So I could be in business class or first class. So they come up and give me champagne. I don't actually like champagne. I'll probably have to say, leave it here, I have a sip. So I could go somewhere and then sleep on the plane. After you paid about 10 grand for the seat, why would you fall asleep? But, you know, you sit there and just to experience what it's like. To sort of go first class or business class. I've never been. I probably never will. But, I just want to see. Have you got enough clothes on? Your heating back on yet? No, it's not on yet. I've got leggings on today. Mrs. G's asking if I've got my jumper that I bought from TikTok, which is gorgeous. And it was quite cheap and it's very warm. So I've been wearing that about 5 days. Smells a bit by now, but I don't worry about that. And, and I've got leggings on, which are probably not the best things to wear because it's really cold. Heating's not back on. No, the man's coming tomorrow. Your man's coming tomorrow. The boiler man. Da, 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 da. He's coming tomorrow. And then hopefully, if the quote isn't sort of, you know, £50,000 to get a new boiler, then hopefully I'll have it done on Saturday. And then get some heating in the house. Honestly, I've managed to survive okay. At the worst possible time for your heating to go wrong, I've not had any heating now for over 10 days, 11 days, something like that. But it's just, it's bone cold. Yeah, exactly. But no, I've got leggings. I don't know why I put leggings on today. I should have put my jeans on, but my jeans got a big rip in the gut. I told you I was wearing it the weekend. It feels a bit drafty. And the seam, not where the zip is, it's around the side. It's just completely disintegrated where my gut has burst through like an alien. But I have been wearing them still until today. And I thought, no, you better not. You better not wear those. You see my knickers. Well, no, you can't really because my jumper's too long. But if I was to wear one of my normal jumpers, you'd be able to see everything I've got. Well, within reason. Church of Trees got a brand new track. This is called Where Is the Love? It's the Rob Stewart remix. That is Church of Trees. Where is love? I'm loving that track. Let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
Spending most of my time chatting about heating. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah. Some of my friends, though, are not in the UK. They're in Dubai in about 30 degree heat and driving a massive big truck, or about to drive a massive big truck. So the weather out there is all just nice. I don't know. I've never been to Dubai. It's one of those places. I always think of Dubai of, like, and this is going to sound terrible, Essex-on-Sea, because I know a lot of Essex people go there, and it does look like it would be a fascinating place to go and visit. I mean, there are probably some lovely places to go. But I went to New York for a holiday, and I'd love to go back. I went there years ago, and but it wasn't a holiday. I felt exhausted by the time I came back. I was only there for a week, and Virgin forgot to pick us up at the hotel. They just didn't turn up, so therefore we had to get a taxi. And by the time we got to the airport, they only had a couple of seats left, and they were right in the middle of the plane, which for me was awful. And then I dropped a Bailey's because there was so much turbulence. It was terrible coming out of New York, but I dropped a Bailey's because I fell asleep, and the Bailey's in my hand fell into the crutch of my cream trousers. Oh, it was awful. It's terrible. But I had a nice time over there. I went to quite a few places. I went to see my friend's band Incognito. They were playing, and that was good fun. I didn't go to the Ellis Island. Didn't do that. I went up the Empire State Building, and I walked in the park as well, Central Park, which I didn't realise was so massive. If you've ever been there, you start walking. I thought, I'll walk over to the other side. I was there about 3 hours. I was like, oh, gosh. And I did actually go in a horse and carriage. With my mate, we went round, and there were a lot of people like rollerblading. It was quite, I think it was quite warm actually when I went there. It must have been summertime. But it was an adventure. I'd definitely like to go back. But I was going there for a holiday, and I think because I worked in London at the time, going there, it just didn't seem too much of a holiday, you know. But still, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. Definitely like to go back. First class. First class.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always me. By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, keep the night light on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
And gravity won't pull you through. You know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you. All I'm saying, it takes a lot to love you. All I'm doing, you know it's true. All I mean now is one thing, yes, one thing that turns this.
This morning, you might have heard this little message that came in from Bob Simpson.
Hi, Michelle. It's Bob Simpson speaking to you from my pit of germs. I'm surrounded by an enormous pile of tissues. Yes, I've got man flu, and I didn't want to bring it in to spread it around. So sorry I won't be in this week, but that hero of ours is manfully standing in for me today. Scott Ross, thank you so much, Scott, for at very short notice standing in to present 1, 2, 3, of course, from 1 to 3. I'm sure I'll be back next week to resume my rightful place. But in the meantime, enjoy the music, enjoy Scott, and have fun. Have a great day. Cheers.
Wishing you well. So that's why we've got Scott Ross, got an extra day of Scott this week. And also we've got some great shows coming up a little bit later as well with Jo Bailey. She's going to be here with the Drive Time show.
Join me, Jo Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello. Buzzing. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Jo.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.